Well, hello there, ATS. Hopefully I'm not interrupted by my mother, who's sitting in the other room laughing her ass off right now at something I can't even begin to imagine. In case you haven't already figured it out, this is Shugo, aka Train, aka Michael, aka whatever the hell you choose. I really don't give a rat's ass anymore. There are a few things I'd like to address tonight. Amongst other very annoying things that just literally piss me the hell off. But I'm going to try and keep this short since it is my first podcast. And if you can ignore the stupid chair that I just happen to be sitting on right now, I think we'll have, well, I don't know about a fun time. You get to listen to me rant and bitch and moan about a whole bunch of things that you may not necessarily care about. But that's not what I'm here to do. I don't care about how you feel, and I really don't care about your feelings. And you need to figure that one out for yourself. I guess the first thing that I'm going to start ranting about tonight is the fact that I'm getting sick and tired of having to explain every little thing that I have come to know on ATS to new ATS members who seem to know that they think that they know everything about me and about ATS. I'm really sick and tired of the self-righteous bullshit that gets thrown around from time to time. For example, there have been two times now where I've had to explain drinky time to people. Well, I can assume, especially if you talk to one of the super moderators who will remain nameless for now, that was a saying that I made up a long damn time ago. For crying out loud, I'm 18 years old. You really think that I'm going out throwing a few beers back at night with my gay friends down at the club in downtown Davenport? Too-hoo, I think not. And, if that wasn't bad enough, I have to deal with you chemtrail freaks, you 9/11 freaks, you Katrina freaks, heart freaks, reptilian freaks, alien freaks, antichrist freaks, apocalypse freaks. I could go on and on and on about all the freaks that are sitting out there right about now. The only kind of freaks that I seem to be able to get along with are the group of people that seem to be somewhat educated. For example, what have we got here on today's menu of the BS? Let's see. Aha! My favorite one of all, and I'm sure Zaff and Shattered will agree with me. Chemtrail plane photographed on the ground, where we've seemed to believe that Rince.com is a very reliable source for all your good conspiracy needs. Oh, shut the hell up. Alright. Now, let's see what else we got going on here. NASA about to announce something big. Maybe a new rocket, finally, since we lost Columbia, huh? Well, the good news is it doesn't look like that much of a garbage heap today. Oh, well, China and the U.S. in a harp war. Okay, I'll hold my judgment on that one. Can somebody explain to me why it's a big deal that a fighter just air broke over Oklahoma City and is headed east fast? What is this guy, an air traffic controller who's really not seen that many good days? I'm not even gonna bother looking at that one. What else do we need to look for today? Real crappy stuff that just completely makes me insane. I'm sure if I looked hard enough I could find some things about you bashing Masons or all that. Oh, here's a good one. Posted by Oz Weatherman. Well, I already have to applaud him because he has my utmost respect as a weatherman who knows how chemtrails actually work. And he's pinned it down to the exact word. All you chemtrailers out there, listen up. The magic word for tonight? Myth. Yes, that's right. Chemtrails are a dandy myth. And if you want to scare the crap out of your family, friends, and loved ones, be sure that you take a look at this. Okie dokie. Actually, I think I will take a quick look at this and just read it off to you guys since you're probably too ignorant. Okie doke. Myth. Chemtrails hang in the sky for hours, and contrails dissipate quickly. Well, before I read his explanation on that, I should tell you that that is complete BS, because chemtrails don't exist, for starters. And secondly, contrails Do you honestly think that exhaust from a plane is always the same no matter what the atmospheric condition? Well, apparently some of your fellow ATSers do. Well, let's take a look at this right now. Contrails, like all water-based things in the sky, clouds for those who don't know, in the right conditions have the ability to persist in the sky. It's a long response to explain how so. If anyone requests, I will be happy to explain right away. Well, Oz, I don't think that's necessary because I hope that most people who actually found the play button on this podcast will know better. Hopefully. Of course, I don't know. Any trained monkey can use a computer these days, it seems. Myth number two. Chemtrails spread across the sky. Contrails don't. No one's ever heard of wind, have they? Well, let's see the fact here. Contrails do spread across the sky. Upper-level winds help to spread the ice and contrails across the sky into a vast sheet known as cirrostratus. If that's too big of a word for you, I really don't give a shit. Okay, well, let's keep on going here to figure out... Oh, before I continue, I need to give a shout-out to Omega85 and Disgustipated, who are sitting in chat. Ironically enough, Disgustipated made a podcast comment that just kind of concerned me, and that was mentioning that Omega85 is always idle in chat. Gee, you know, every time I'm in chat, Disgustipated also seems to be idle a bit. That's rather odd, don't you think? Oh, well, but we're not talking about that right now. Let's take a look. Oh, what about this guy who claimed that there was a magic symbol of a Masonic symbol with the earthquake that happened in China right in between it? Well, that's just looking for something now. For crying out loud. He could play the connected dot. It's not enough that you have a complete... You just did what a five-year-old... What I used to do when I was 5 years old waiting for my pizza. Okay? Any kid can do that. Get over it. It's old. Alright? That's just nuts. Okay. Finally. My best. Well, no, not the best, but one of the top. Top 40. Top 40 threads that just completely just plain piss me the hell off is this thread about the freaking UFO taking down a Sukhoi 35. Oh boy. Where should I start with this one? You know, in 2004, I was at the Quad City Air Show, which is the third largest in the United States, and I remember to be tapped on the shoulder, because I take photographs at the air show. Granted, I'm not a pro. But I remember being tapped on the shoulder and turn around to find an umbrella flying in the air. Well, needless to say, I had to get a few good shots of that one, because it's not every day you see an umbrella flying in the air. Hell, I was expecting Mary Poppins to come down and start singing about the supercalifragilistic fuck you hat thing that she's got going on over there. But... Can someone explain to me why the freaking object was so tiny? No one's been able to do that yet. What just bothers the hell out of me is that there's people in this thread already who are just starting to just run right off topic. This is insane. You know, if you want to do this stuff, go someplace else. I don't want to read that. I mean, that's like my grandma dies, and I invite you to her funeral, and you turn to me and say, the Cubs won the World Series. I don't give a rat's ass. My grandma just died. Leave me the hell alone, okay? I'll tell you what. I'm in a real crummy mood because this, well, for one, it's my first podcast, and two, I gotta deal with dog rescue mania over there in the other room. But before I go, I want to take a minute to promote an upcoming podcast series, which will be a hell of a lot better than this, because I'll be a lot more coordinated and not have to listen to all this BS. called Ignorance Watch, which will be a collaboration between me and the two idlers who I mentioned earlier. And I'm aware that I'm a Marty wants to be a part of it, and I'm not really sure. I don't know if we can deal with another guy who just wants to steal my son, steal the temperature, and eat dinner when I'm trying to go to bed. That's just wrong to me. Anyway, until next time, hopefully you guys will be good. Hopefully I won't have to come and beat the crap out of any more of you, because I tell you what, guys, this is getting old, and it's getting old fast. Anyway, until next time, take it easy, and deny the eye. Out.